love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with the woman he loves, and did that little trivial thing of committing his life to, and she committed her life to me. You know, trivia stuff that obviously is not applicable unless you're a follower of Christ. And I claimed that, and I've had some superb dialogue on that. It is interesting because one of the things we used in our dialogue today was on Galatians. And some remarkable insights that I just would love to share. But, you know, we did, part of it was in the Galatians 5. Most specifically, it was on, for you recall, verse 13, for you were called to freedom, brothers, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Which, you know, that alone was a wonderful conversation because, you know, what is the purpose of our freedom? Because it reminded me of how my wife, like her dad, twisted Galatians 5:1 some years back. But, you know, if you twist it and you don't like it being called out in it, what do? You run, right? Which is most unfortunate. But the other thing that it was so insightful, you know, because you read about how Galatians 1:11, for I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel, and it goes on for there, because I did not receive it from any man, and so forth. Nor was I taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ. And, you know, especially when you go on with that passage, you can see where it's very applicable to Paul alone, because he talks about specific circumstances in his life. But the general concept is generally applicable, especially when you consider you have no teacher but the Lord. And when you put that all together, it's kind of like, oh. And we had a delightful, because there's a difference between you are being taught by the one teacher, the Lord, and being the Lone Ranger. The Lone Ranger idea has the connotation that you are the arbiter. No, we're not the arbiter, but we are the recipient of the teaching of God. And when you add things like the iron sharpening iron, which as is discussed today, it's not... We're polishing each other. You know, iron sharpening iron is bang, bang, bang. It's digging deep and taking on challenges. It's acting like a man, not like a wimp. Oh, well, no, we can't say that, can we? Because I deal with too many wimps, don't I? But anyway, that was a really delightful dialogue, and I sure wish I could share stuff like that with my family. But the other thing is, as you may be aware, if you're paying any attention, which most of you are not, I put a video online, and specifically called Black Families Matter. And I found it unusually quiet on the people that I deal with directly, because it's a difficult subject, except I got one response that was specific. Extremely encouraging, and it brought some joy when it was said. I found this to have much value, so much so that if you have it in printed form and so forth, well, the script is now online, so it's online, and I hope it is of use for some. I hope I've encouraged at least one man, now or in the future. But the other thing is, you know, I've got 50-some views in 24 hours, which for me, it's quite good. But on BitChute, you know, like YouTube, which YouTube is kind of meh. But on BitChute, there's the voting. And normally, you know, nothing from that. Every once in a while, you get because that's just a feel-good thing. But what fascinated me, and I thought this seemed very appropriate, I got one upvote and four downvotes. So, I mean, I actually found that encouraging, because I believe what I said is very politically incorrect, because the focus is not power, the focus is love. that I can't emphasize that enough. It's something that has really, really become an issue. The focus is not power to gain. Well, it goes along with the, you know, Galatians 5, the idea, you know, I have freedom, but no, my freedom is to, gives me the freedom to love. I'm not bound by an institution. I'm not bound by the dictates of others. I'm a free man in Christ. And I use my freedom, not as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. I don't think there are a lot of people in my extended family who understand that. And, you know, because in the Black Families Matter video, the conclusion that I have, and you can read it, you don't have to watch it, you can read it, is to encourage a man to find one woman and commit his life to her all the days of his life and never turn from her. And the reason I can say that so clearly, one, I've read it in the scripture, but true, I have one woman and I will not turn from her, irrespective of the cold heart that is shown towards me. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ by His grace alone. And I can't turn from Him. And His commands are clear. My lady, I love you.